Turning Point USA activist attacked at Evergreen State College. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 5, 2020. An individual appearing to be a student at Evergreen State College snatched a sign from a Turning Point USA TPUSA activist and then defaced it, before appearing to hit the TPUSA activist with the sign. A second individual then approached the TPUSA activist and doused him with water. While tabling on behalf of Turning Point USA, a person identified as the Evergreen State College student stole one of the foam signs from my tabling, defacing it, which is vandalism. Read the complaint form obtained by Breitbart News, which was filed with the school by TPUSA regional manager Richard Mills. When I approached the student, he hit me with the sign he stole. This was documented on film, added Mills in the complaint form. A second person, that looked like a student, doused me with water. In both instances, a group of shielded the identity of the attackers. The incident was also caught on video and later posted to Twitter by Mills. Watch below. So, this student just grabbed my sign and vandalized it. And he is not letting me film him at all, said Mills as he followed the student who could be seen walking away, carrying his sign. The student then appeared to hit the TPUSA activist with the sign. You just touched me, reacted Mills. What is your problem, dude? You can't film me, motherfucker, responded the assailant. I absolutely can, said Mills. We are in public right now, and you just defaced my property. And you literally just physically touched me, I am calling the police. In another clip, Mills can be seen with what appears to be water doused all over his face. If you can see, I am literally covered with water, said Mills. So now these people are. Wow, oh my god, this school. In a third clip, another student, appearing to be a bystander who had witnessed the altercation, can be heard saying, I am so sorry. Mills told Breitbart News that the bystander had actually been a liberal student who had witnessed the entire incident, and had gotten upset over what he had seen. Mills added that the student went with him to speak to campus police and said that he would meet with school officials to ensure the safety of people on campus exercising their First Amendment rights are protected, even if he disagrees with their messaging. That was really cool to see, said Mills. It's comforting to know that common-sense Democrats are actually out there. I understand that situations like this come with the territory of representing conservative ideas on college campuses known for leftist bias, but that doesn't make them okay, added Mills. I hope that it's not too late for society to get back to a point where discourse and respectful dialogue come before unwarranted hatred and extremism. I also hope the faculty and campus police at the Evergreen State College take my formal complaint seriously, seeking to hold my attackers accountable for what they did, said Mills. It's the least they could do after fostering an environment that has enabled students to feel justified in physically attacking random visitors on campus. Breitbart News has reported extensively on the leftist bias at Evergreen State College. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.